大家知道我和我太太两个人曾经在沈阳住过。沈阳呢，这个吗？911博物馆，沈阳有个911博物馆。
911博物馆。
这个。
哦。One of the things that was kind of sad is most of my college students have no idea what 911 was.
我的有些学生很不幸，根本不知道911代表的是什么。
Oh, too bad, too bad. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
That was mine. But...
And you know, a museum like that is to help remind us of terrible things that have happened in the past and enemies that we've had in the past.
那之所以有这种博物馆呢，就是提醒我们过去历史上曾经发生的一些惨无人道的一些历史事件，提醒我们不要忘记。
And it was so surprising to me that college educated students, even with a master's degree, didn't even know what it was.
但是竟然那些在大学受过教育的大学生甚至有一些博士这个硕士生竟然都不了解这一段历史的情况。
And you all know what today is, I think.
我想大家在座的应该都知道这件事情。
So, 911?
911.
So, you know, it's 9/11.
就是在美国2001年发生的911那个纽约受袭击的事件。
And we, not just America, but I think the whole civilized world has a terrible enemy.
我想不光是美国，我想这个今天所有的文明国家、文明世界都有一个共同的敌人。
But the Bible tells us that we actually have greater enemies.
可是呢，从圣经的角度，圣经告诉我们说。我们还有一位更大的一个敌人。
And it's really important to know what those enemies are. Don't be like the students that don't know what 911 was, but actually for Christians to actually know what are our true enemies.
那对于基督徒来讲，了解这位敌人非常的重要，甚至要远远比了解911以后我们所面临这种敌人更为重要。
And the three enemies actually are sin, Satan, and death.
基督徒有三个很大的敌人，第一就是魔鬼撒旦，第二呢就是罪，第三就是死亡。
And sin, Satan, death as our enemies is first described in the second chapter or the third chapter of Genesis.
创世纪的圣经第一本书的第二、第三章就明确地告诉我们，死亡、撒旦还有罪是我们三个头号的敌人。
And as you know, Satan.Came to Adam and Eve, and actually tempted them to disobey God.
我想大家都知道，撒旦那借着罪的引诱，引诱了这个亚当还有夏娃来犯罪，违背神。
And what Satan knew was that if he could convince and tempt Adam and Eve to sin, to rebel against God, they would actually die.
撒旦的目的，因为他撒旦很清楚，他如果能够成功的引诱亚当和有夏娃犯罪，违背神的话呢，那么他两个人就会从不死的一种状态，转到一个会要死的状态。
And I think what's interesting is that if you understand what the tree, the knowledge of good and evil was, it actually appealed to an attitude.
如果大家明白。创世纪里面讲的那个有关于智慧和知识那个树的果子的问题的话呢，就会知道那个是和人心中的那个欲望是有关联的一个事情。
You know, part of what the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was actually the right to decide for yourself and to experience what is good and what is bad.
智慧树那个果子功用的一部分。就是吃的人呢，能够自己判断什么是善，什么是恶。
And I think what he was really appealing to was an attitude of pride, and I think that he was also trying to appeal to an attitude for control.
吸引人的欲望的那一部分呢，是吸引人的内心的那种骄傲， 和人心里面想自己把握控制事情的那种欲望。
And so we still have those three enemies.
一直到今天，这三个敌人还是在那里。
Satan, sin, death.
魔鬼、罪和死亡。
And what Satan usually does is he comes and he tries to plant, he tries to put sin, but listen to me, it's not sin as we think of it, it's usually an ungodly attitude.
撒旦的一个惯技就是把罪这个种子呢种在人的心里面，而是说不光是罪的这种具体的各种行为，更重要的是在人的心里面种下一种罪的一种骄傲的这样一种态度。
You know, so in our minds and in our hearts, he'll try to plant pride, or he'll try to plant anger, or he'll try to plant unforgiveness and resentment and let them grow into sin.
常常呢，撒旦在我们的人的心里面撒下一些种子和信息，让我们让我们自高自大、骄傲，让我们呢也含有一种愤怒，并且不愿意赦免别人的罪。
And so as we open up the Gospel of John, one of the things it tells us is Jesus was God and he became a human being, but why?
所以我们从约翰福音学到的说，耶稣就是神，但是呢，他也成为了人，后面是有一些原因和道理的。
And there's many reasons Jesus became a human being, God becomes a man, but he has come to defeat Satan, sin, and death.
其中一个很重要的原因，耶稣从神成为了人，为的是要摧毁、要击败魔鬼撒旦，还有罪。
So as we start out with the Gospel of John, I'd actually like to go over to the book of Hebrews and see that he has come to defeat, to fight and defeat sin, Satan, and death.
所以我们会从约翰福音开始，之后呢，我们会过渡到希伯来书，看到耶稣基督成为人呢，他摧毁了魔鬼撒旦还有罪的这一切的权柄。
And so if we could all stand and read together, and we'll read English and then Chinese, English, Chinese, English, Chinese.
我们一起站起来好不好？我们一起来读神的话语，然后呢就轮流读，先读英文部分，之后呢再读那个中文部分，接着再读下面的英文部分。
John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，道成了肉身。
Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity.So that by his death he might destroy him who has the power of death, the devil, and set free those who were in slavery, death.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那最掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而成为奴仆的人。
Brothers, to become a faithful and merciful high priest, since he suffered when he was tempted, he is able to come to the help of those who are tempted.
他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Let me pray. Father God, I do pray that you will help us this morning to understand clearly, and I pray that you will open up my mind and my mouth, and that you will show us, God, the hope that we have in Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. 请坐。
You may not know this, but my wife Sandy has a couple of hobbies, and one of them is bird watching.
大家不知道大家知道不知道，我太太 Sandy 呢曾经有一些爱好，其中一个呢，她喜欢到野外去观察各种各样的鸟类。
And it's something that she learned from her mother, and actually Sandy has taught my daughter bird watching.
那她母亲曾经就喜欢这有这样一个爱好，现在呢，她也把这个爱好传给了我们家女儿。
So last Monday, Sandy and I went for a little hike, and she suddenly started to tell me about this bird called the cowbird.
上个星期一我们在野外散步的时候，突然她给我谈起这种鸟类，就是牛鲤属的这种鸟。
And I don't know why it's called the cowbird.
至于为什么叫牛鲤，中文有一个叫苏美叫八哥鸟。至于为什么有这个名字，我也不是很清楚。
But I want you to look at those nests, the bird nests.
你看那个鸟窝里那些蛋哈。
Do you see anything a little strange?
有没有一些很奇怪的地方？
You see, there's a whole series of eggs that are one kind and one color, and then one egg that is different.
你看鸟巢里面，其实有一个蛋，对不对？颜色和其他的呢不一样。
Now, what does the bird, the cowbird, do?
这个牛鲤鸟，它会有哪些行为呢？
You know, maybe she's lazy.
大家知道不知道，这种鸟呢，也许是因为懒惰的原因吧。Maybe
she's mean.
也可能是非常凶的一种鸟。But
when a cowbird, you know, it gets pregnant and needs to lay an egg, what it does is it does not build a nest of its own.
这种鸟它快要下蛋的时候呢， 不像其他的鸟一样急急忙忙赶快去筑一个窝。You
know, it will see and watch another bird's nest.
它反而看别的鸟怎么去筑它们的窝。And
then there's a series of eggs that are in it.
其他的鸟筑好窝，那个蛋也下好之后。And
then when the mother flies off, the cowbird will come.
其他那个母鸟就飞走之后呢，这个牛鲤鸟趁机就到别人那个那个。And
then what she'll do is
鸟窝里面，之后他把自己的蛋也放进去。And
then she'll take one of the eggs and push it over.
他把其他鸟的那个蛋呢，给拱到这个窝的外面摔碎。And
then what she does is lay her own eggs there.
他把自己的那个蛋呢，下在别人的鸟窝里面。So
the other bird builds the nest.
所以其他的鸟类筑了他们的窝。The
other bird comes and sits on the egg and warms it up.
过来。 就来做，就是这个趴在自己的那个鸟蛋上，然后就开始孵这些蛋嘛。You
see, the other bird doesn't know that that egg is different from the others.
其他的鸟类没有意识到自己窝里面有一个蛋不是自己的下的蛋。You
know, she thinks it belongs there.
她觉得这和其他都一样，没有什么不同。But
a thing about it is the cowbird, it hatches earlier than the other birds.
可这个牛鲤鸟呢，和其他鸟类不太一样的地方，就是这个蛋呢，孵的速度非常快，很快就出来了。这个鸟。So
it hatches earlier, but and it also grows faster.
小鸟长的这个速度也比其他的鸟类要快。So
the mother bird comes and brings the worm and other things to eat, and the cowbird, the baby cowbird, is getting all of the food.
还有一点，这个牛鲤鸟那个小鸟呢，叫的比其他鸟叫的更响亮，所以这个鸟类像那个虫子过了之后呢。 基本上都喂到这个牛鲤鸟的嘴里去了，因为它叫的最亮。And
the cowbird chicks, they're more aggressive, they're more demanding when it comes to the food.
所以牛鲤鸟的这个雏鸟呢叫的凶，所以得到的食物呢也多。So
I think you can see there's a difference in the size of the cowbird from the other birds.
照片里面你看的这个牛鲤鸟这个幼鸟比其他的鸟类这个体格要大，更大。So
every time the mother bird comes with a worm, she gets it.
母鸟来了之后叼了个虫子呢，总是这个牛鲤鸟先吃到这个食物。And
then what's the result?
结果大家都应该想象是什么？The
other baby chicks die.
其他的这些小鸟呢，可能就会被饿死。And
I think that's a lot how Satan tries to work in our lives.
这种情况我想很像是魔鬼撒旦在我们生活当中。
You know, he'll come and he'll plant some kind of little attitude, but the attitude seems right to us.
他来到我们人生里面，把一些态度、一些对人生的这种观点，悄悄地种在我们的心田里面。You
know, like I said, maybe an attitude of anger.
也可能是一种愤怒、怒气的一个心。Maybe
what it is unforgiveness that turns into bitterness.
也可能是不愿意赦免别人，并且慢慢的这个就变成了一种苦毒。
But to us, it seems like it should be there. It's right.
可是我们就像是其他的鸟类一样，不知不觉这种事情就产生在我们心中。
You know, sometimes it's an attitude of criticism. You know, we criticize people and it seems right, but it's actually what Satan will use to grow and bring sin in our lives.
有的时候是一种对别人非常苛刻批评这种态度，这种态度慢慢的就会被魔鬼撒旦所利用来伤害别人。
You know, so what we have is we have Satan. He comes into our lives and he tries to plant ungodly attitudes that will grow into sin. And then he knows that the sin itself, because it demands so much of our attention, it demands so much of our energy, that other parts of our spiritual life die.
所以魔鬼撒旦就像这个牛铃鸟一样，在我们的心中撒下各种各样的心态态度，知道说这些心态态度慢慢的会演化成为罪，罪成长之后呢，会花费我们大量的精力，会浪费我们很多的时间，之后慢慢把我们引向违背神的这样一条道路。
You know, and so I think what we need to see is that we have three big enemies: Satan, sin, temptation to sin, and then finally death. That's the worst enemy of all.
所以我想我们应该清醒的看到有三个敌人对我们相当的严重，就是撒旦，还有罪，之后演变成死亡。
So I ask, why did Jesus become a human being?
所以这里就有一个问题出来了，就是为什么耶稣基督他要从神成为人呢？
Why did God become a human being?
为什么神要成为一个人类中的一员？
And that what happens in the opening of John is he says God has become a human being. We need to understand.
因为很清楚，约翰福音告诉我们说，神啊，太神成为道成了肉身，降世为人。那这背后的原因我们需要清楚的了解。
And so the gospel opens up. In the beginning was the word was with God. And of course, the word was God. Jesus is God.
所以我们看到约翰福音呢，一开头开宗明义第一句话就讲的是太初有道，道与神同在，之后道就是神，道又成了肉身。
And then a few verses later he tells us the word Godbecame flesh, a human being, Jesus.
很清楚地看到这个道就是神，然后呢，道成了肉身，意思说成为了人。
And there's so many reasons, but today I want to talk about defeating sin and Satan and death.
当然这里面原因很多，今天我重点讲的就是说，道成了肉身，其中一个非常重要的原因，就是这样的话，就能够把罪和撒旦给击败。
We see as we open up and we reach this place in Hebrews 2, he says the children of God, human beings, have flesh and blood. So what does he do? He shared in their humanity. He became a human being.
我们也看到希伯来书二章里面更进一步的来解释这个道理，就是说，他说儿女即是指神的儿女，就是信主的人，他们既有血肉之体，所以他就是耶稣，也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
So Hebrews, it tells us those three things. Defeat, sin, Satan, death.
So 希伯来书清楚地告诉我们，耶稣击败了撒旦，还有罪，还有死亡。
So the first thing I want to say is that Jesus became a human being in order to kill and destroy Satan.
今天第一个重点，耶稣成为人，目的是为了击败这个魔鬼撒旦。
In verse 14, he says, he shared...Jesus shared in our humanity. Why? So that by his death, he would destroy the devil, Satan.
所以这里第十四节说，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。为什么要成为血肉之体呢？特要借着死败坏魔鬼。
And there's really kind of two parts of Jesus' destruction of Satan.
所以这里有两部分，一，耶稣呢，击败了死，二是他击败了，败坏了魔鬼。
He actually defeats Satan on the cross, but Satan is still around until the second coming.
耶稣在十字架上击败了魔鬼，他击败了魔鬼，可是他魔鬼虽然败了，还没有死，今天还是仍然存在。
And so at one point, Jesus himself, he says, look, I cast out demons by the Spirit of God.
耶稣曾经讲过说，他说我是借着神的圣灵赶出这些魔鬼来。
You know, this proves the kingdom of God has come. I'm doing this right now.
所以既然耶稣借着圣灵赶出鬼，表明神的果就临到我们的神的身上了。
And speaking of himself, he says, one eye, I go in to a strong man's house.
耶稣在另外一个地方，路加福音说，当他说他就像是一个壮士一样进入到一个人的家里面。
And so I think a way to think about this strong man, Satan, is like a warlord.
这里讲这个壮士哈，我想有一个方法可以理解这个词中文里面，你可以把它说成是一个什么军阀之类的，这种军阀之类的这种很强壮的一个军事人员。
How do you say?
军阀。
军阀。Okay, yeah. Warlord. That's what we call it in English.
英文是叫 warlord， 中文只是那种军阀，对。
And so Jesus describes Satan sort of as a warlord. He's got a lot of weapons, he's got a big army, and he's out there trying to control his little area.
好像是历史上是那些军阀嘛，占割据一方，凭着自己手中的军队，然后霸占一方。撒旦呢，手下也有很多这一类的势力和爪牙。
But Jesus says, look, I've come here to enter into his house, because he was talking about the demons, and I've come to tie up the strong man.
耶稣在路加福音，他说我呢，就来到这样一个所谓一个军阀这样一个家里面，把他给胜过，然后把他给绑起来之后，把他家里的东西给夺走。
And in Luke's version, he goes on and he says, the stronger one, me, I attack the strong man.
就说那路加福音里，耶稣说他我去胜过。这样一个军阀
，and I overpower him and take away all of his weapons.
战胜了他之后呢，把他的盔甲兵器都给夺走了。
But notice he's tied up.
这里有一点就是耶稣先要把那个壮士哈给先捆起来，绑起来。
Not yet thrown into the lake of fire.
但是还没有把他扔在一个那个永恒的火湖里面。
When Jesus goes out to fight against Satan, we need to know he does it as a human being.
耶稣这样去战胜那个魔鬼撒旦呢，他是从人的一个状态和身份去做的。
Notice it. It says he shared in their humanity so that by his death, what I mean the cross, he would destroy the devil. He destroyed the devil on the cross.
因为希伯来书二章十四节很清楚说。他亲自成了血肉之体，那借着他这个血肉之体的死来败坏魔鬼。
Okay, so I have to use European history. Okay, so this might be different for you. You might not understand.
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, so in World War II, there was a day when all the American army went to England, right?
我们知道二战的时候，有一次美国这个军队呢开进了英国。
And we have something that we call D-Day.
那就是这个诺曼底登陆那一次战役。
And D-Day is when all of those soldiers went over onto France at Normandy, and they attacked the Germans.
那一场战役就是所有的英美联法军队呢登陆到诺曼底的那个法国诺曼底海岸登陆，为了是攻击德国。那个岸上的那些据点。
But you got to remember, Germany as a nation was almost already destroyed. It was 5 years of fighting.
那一天呢，到那个时候，德国已经占了五年了。德国这个民族基本上是气力已经是耗尽了，快要耗尽了。
And so when the troops went over, what they did for the next several months is what we call in English mop up. They just kind of clean up the last of the German troops.
所以那个时候的德国基本上。已经是败定了，可是诺曼底登陆这一场战役呢，是为了把这些残余的势力，把他们就是把给清除了。
So that's exactly what happened. On the cross was D-Day. The battle was already over when Jesus defeated Satan.
基督在十字架上受死，有点像这个诺曼底登陆的这战役，因为在那之前，魔鬼撒旦已经败了，可是，在十字架上这个受死呢。就要是把它给彻底最后的打扫。
And our experience of Satan is sort of just that last cleaning up of his soldiers and his troops and his weapons. But we got to remember he's actually already defeated.
所以十字架上基督的受死就等于把已经被战败的魔鬼撒旦最后把它给清除了。 所以这一点我们要记住。
But one of the things that he still does is he'll still come and put things into our hearts.
但是撒旦还是继续在我们心里面做工，把各种各样的不属神、不讨神喜悦的态度放在我们心中。
You know, like that cowbird, he'll come along and he'll push something good out and then put a bad attitude that will grow into sin.
记得那个牛犁鸟吗？来了之后把其他的鸟的蛋给推出去，把自己的放进来。撒旦也是把我们心中属神的东西挤出去，把他自己不属神的那些态度放进来。
So even though Jesus has already destroyed him, we have to be aware of how he works.
基督耶稣已经摧败了、摧毁了魔鬼撒旦，但对我们来讲，还是需要警醒撒旦的作为。
And the second enemy that Jesus defeated on the cross and his resurrection was death.
第二个被耶稣击败、消灭的敌人呢，就是死亡。
Remember, we have three enemies: sin, Satan, death.
三个敌人：撒旦、罪和死亡。
I mean, death is a terrible enemy.
我们知道，死亡是一个非常残忍、非常的残忍的一个敌人。
You know, in English, we say there's two things in life that you cannot avoid.
我们知道英语有一句话嘛，一生当中只有两个事情是永远逃不掉的。
You can avoid many things, but the two things that you cannot avoid are paying taxes and death.
其他的所有的事情你可能都有想办法给逃脱，但两件事是逃不了。第一就是要报税，第二就是要死。
And I think death is worse than paying taxes.
两者相比，我觉得死要死这件事要比要报税这个要更坏得多。
But here, notice what he says. You know, the children.Us, we have flesh and blood. We are human.
这里希伯来书章十四节讲，儿女呢，就是我们，既有血肉之体。
And the second reason he came, he shared in our humanities, was to destroy the power of him, Satan, to destroy the power of him who had the power of death, the authority of death.
耶稣呢，照样取了血肉之体，和人和我们变得相同。目的是要借着他的死，把魔鬼撒旦，也就是掌握死亡权柄的那一位，就是魔鬼撒旦，也要把他给击败。
So he came to destroy death through his resurrection.
借着自己的复活，耶稣把掌握了死亡权势的那个基督，那个撒旦给击败了。
So when we are converted and we believe in Jesus, we are united with him, which means that we are united with his resurrection, and on the last day,We will be raised from the dead and go to heaven.
我们从不信到转为信的基督徒的时候呢，就与耶稣基督在他的死亡里面联合成为一体，然后借着基督的复活，在这个复活上也与他变得一体。所以将来的时候，耶稣要再来，我们那个时候呢，每个人都要再从，都要去复活。
But notice he also goes to say to set free those who are in slavery by the fear of death.He comes to set us free from being afraid of death.
希伯来书二章十五节说，还要释放那些什么人，一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。告诉我们，将来他还要把我们从这个对死亡的这种惧怕当中给释放出来。
And a few verses later, he actually just said that by the grace of God, Jesus, he tasted death. Notice it taste. It doesn't say he ate the whole meal. Only 3 days. He just tasted death.
接下来，下面二章九节说，耶稣，叫他因神的恩为人尝了死味，尝了一下这个死亡的味道，不是说把这个死亡整个的给吃了下去，而是说只是尝了一下它的味道。
But how does he do it? He actually just goes in there. We are united with him, and then he tastes death. And what I want you to see is that word for. It says taste death for everyone.The word for means substitute.
那这里面有一个词说为人人尝了死味，意思就是说，他为了我们每一个人，也就是说代替了我们在座的每一个人去品尝到了死亡的滋味。
代替？
代替。
代替。
For。
代替。代替。
代替。
For us, instead of us.
为了我们，而是。不是由我们亲自去尝死亡的罪，而是说他代替了我们，成为了我们的替身。
Now, I want to tell you about substitution.
这个代替这个概念, 我想讲一下哈。
Now, do you remember the story of Goliath and David?
我们大家都知道那个旧约里面讲的 那个大卫和格莱亚特那个故事，对不对？
You know, on one side of the valley are these thousands and thousands of Philistine soldiers.
那一场战役当中发生在一个河谷，河谷对面是成千上万的腓力士这个军队。
And then on the other side of the valley are thousands and thousands of Israeli soldiers.
对面呢是成千上万以色列人他们的队伍。
And they used to have a custom in the ancient days.
那个时候的古战场打仗的时候有这么一个规矩。
I will send one person for the Philistines, Goliath, and he will represent everybody.
双方各出一名战士，这一个人呢代表了他们整个的队伍。
And then somebody else will come from that side, and they will represent that whole army.
所以腓力士人选出一个，以色列军队也选出一个。
So you see, one person represents everybody.
这一个人呢，他代替他其他所有军队里的那些战士。
But you have to be part of that group.
你要代替这个军队的话呢，你本人必须是这个军队里的一员。
The Israelis needed somebody who was Israeli. They couldn't have somebody that was Egyptian. They couldn't have somebody that was Babylon. It's not like the Olympics.
以色列这个代表，他就是他这个代表呢，必须是以色列军队，也就是以色列人，他不能选另外一个民族，什么埃及啊，或者怎么样，不像是今天的我们这个奥林匹克运动会啊。
You know, in the Olympics, you know, you're from one country and you get somebody that's good from another country and then they will win for you. No, in those days you had to be of the same country, the same people.
那今天的奥运会代表，你可以从其他国家来选过来。但那个时候，古战场上，作为你的代表去前方打仗的那个人，必须是你本国本民族的一员。So
what does Jesus do? He's God.
耶稣基督怎么样一个情况？他本人是神。He
becomes a human part of us.
他为了能够代表成为我们的这个替身的话，他必须还要成为人类的一员。
And there's that big, huge enemy, Goliath. He's death.
他面对那个敌人，就好像是大卫所面对的那个巨人敌人一样。这个耶稣的敌人就是死亡。
Now, remember, those people sat there for 40 days afraid of Goliath.
那以色列这个战役当中，我们知道那个以色列军队双军对峙整整40天，其中以色列军队呢是非常惊慌害怕对面那个强大的队伍。
And this little David comes along and he takes his rock and he throws it and he hits death straight in the forehead and death, Goliath, dies.
我们都知道以色列选出来这一个大卫，当时还仅仅是个小男孩，那用他一个弹弓甩了一颗石头，正中这个格拉亚特那个头脑，把他给打死了。
I think there's nothing in life that brings us more fear than death.
我们一生当中，我想死亡也许是最大的恐惧了吧。And
part of it is that we just don't know. We don't know what's over there.
不知道死亡，因为我们不知道死亡之后什么样一个情况，去哪里。You
know, we're afraid of the judgment of God.
所以我们也很害怕。You
know, we're afraid our life becomes meaningless and dark over there.
很害怕死亡以后一切好像就灭亡了，再也没有生命，没有任何的意义。You
know, we're afraid when people go to death, they won't have enough.
然后我们甚至还有会害怕说死亡之后呢，会遭遇各种各样的这种难处或者是不足。But
what it tells us here is Jesus has come and he has already defeated death, and because he represents us, we too have defeated death.
但我们这里学到说，耶稣基督他既然能够代表我们，而且成为了我们的替身，因着他的死，所以我们就不用再去。
You know, we know what's, I'm sorry, we know what's going to happen.
这个事情的结果我们已经很清楚了。
And if we keep in mind what God says will happen to us when we die, it can help take away that fear.
我们已经知道我们基督徒死后的情况已经知道了。如果这件事情能够牢记在心的话，会带给我们很大的安慰和平安。
You know, so when I was a nurse in the operating room, I saw a lot of people die.
我以前当过护士，急救室里面看到很多的病人死亡。
Well, I should say some people die.
有不少的，有些病人就在那个急救室里面就死去了。
And it was awful.
非常的令人伤心和悲痛。
But as a pastor, I have also been with people right as they have gone to be with the Lord.
我做牧师之后呢，很多次也曾经亲自的陪同一些很多的人，就是临死之，就在他们临死之前，还在陪同他们。
And usually it's entirely different.
这两种情况呢，常常是截然相反的两种情况。
Why?
为什么？
You know,You got to remember what Jesus said to that man on the cross next to him.
我们要清楚地记得福音里面耶稣在十字架上呢，他曾经对他旁边的两个被挂的那个罪犯，耶稣对他们说的是什么？
You know, there was that man next to him and he said, remember me.
其中一个罪犯说，耶稣啊，将来你要请你记住我。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣怎么回答那个人呢？
What did he say?
他说什么？
Do you remember?
大家还记得耶稣对那个罪犯说的什么话吗？
Did he say you're going to have terrible things and you're going to have to wait for a long time?
他有没有说你要接着你要进地狱，受尽煎熬苦难之后再怎么样才能改变
？No, what did he say?
耶稣没有那么讲，
remember,
他反而怎么说
？Today,
他说今天就在今天。
Right now, as soon as you pass away, the minute you pass away.
耶稣对他说：“你今天，你只要是今天一死亡一咽气
，Where are you going to be?
你会在哪里？
Paradise.
和我一起在天国里。
And you have to understand, he didn't say heaven, he said paradise. And in some ways, paradise sounds even more beautiful in those days.
那耶稣用那个词 paradise, 就是说甚至比我们今天所讲的说天国天堂有一种更美的那种境界。
You know, it's this beautiful garden in the middle of the desert.
里面可能就是甚至有那种沙漠当中鲜花怒放的绿洲那种场景。
You see, this life is like a desert.
就是说，今天我们在世的生活好像是一片荒野。
And the moment we pass away, we go into the beautiful garden that is green and full of water and everything we ever need.
但只要做基督徒的一死亡、一死、一离开这个今天这个血肉之体、这个生命的话，那灵魂就好像是一下子就来到了一个。花草丰茂的这样一个沙漠绿洲这样美丽的一个世界。
And we need to remember that when the time comes.
我们呢，今天如果是我们临近年老或者临近死亡，更需要牢牢的记住这个真理。
We need to be remembered to remind people.
而且我们还要记住，别人也同样需要我们去提醒他们。
Immediately into paradise.
就是一死亡立即立刻。没有任何的迟缓，就会到天国里去。
Jesus has defeated death.
所以耶稣已经把死亡给击败了。
Jesus defeated Satan.
他也把撒旦给败坏了。
And Jesus also defeats sin.
耶稣还把罪给战胜了。
Now, in chapter 2, it says he shared in our humanity.But chapter 4, he says it again. He had to become like his brothers.
我们看到二章里面讲的说，耶稣成了血肉之体。那接着就说二章十七节，他说他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，与他的弟兄们相同。
He had to become exactly like us.
意思就是说，耶稣必须要变得和我们这些凡人呢一模一样。
So he could become both the priest and the sacrifice to make atonement for our sins.
他为了能够把我们从罪中拯救出来呢，他本人必须第一要成为那个大祭司，同时第二他还要成为那个祭司所献的那种挽回祭，就是祭同时祭司又是祭物。
Yeah, he's both the priest and the sacrifice.
就是说他本人必须要同时又是祭司献祭的那个祭司，还要是被献的那个祭物。
Now, notice he says that he becomes merciful as a priest.
这里特别提出说，他这个祭司呢，是一个慈悲的祭司。
He becomes merciful and compassionate because he's been tempted with everything.
他之所以能够是一个慈悲、赋予同情心的这样一个祭司，是因为他本人和我们一样受过人所受过的那种各种试探。
look at what it will say is it says he's tempted in every single way as we are.
我们人所受的各种各样一切的试探，耶稣都本人他自己也受过了。
But he is without sin.
只有一点不同，和我们不同，就是他没有犯罪。
Perfectly.
完美无瑕。
He lived a perfect life, and even though he was tempted, he was perfect.
他人生呢圣洁无瑕，虽然受过各种各样的试探，却一点罪都没有犯。
And that's why he can make atonement for us.
所以他能够挽回我们的罪。
You know, why did Jesus become a human? Why did Jesus become a human being?
为什么他成为一个人呢？
You know, human beings have sin, and in God's eyes, we should be justly punished.
人是有罪的，按照神的标准是应该受审判的。
So what does God do to remain just?
那神为了保持他这个公义圣洁，他怎么办呢？
He's a righteous God. He just can't let it go.
他是圣洁的，公义的，不能够说有罪而不惩罚这个罪。
Can we take one person and substitute for another? One man like Kelly, he's an awesome man, but can he substitute for me? In the punishment.
我们人和人之间能不能做他的替身？比如我。能不能做保罗牧师？我能不能替他来受这个罪呢？
I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're not that good.
肯定不行，因为你还没有好到那种程度。
Nobody can substitute for another man.
没有一个人能够完美到，甚至能够代替另外一个人呢，去这个赦免或者是替他的罪。
But because human beings are the ones that have sinned and rebelled against God, a human being is the one that has to be punished.
我们知道犯罪抵挡神的呢，恰恰是人，人自己犯的罪，所以人自己的罪呢，还要自己为他付上代价。你不能让别人为你的罪付上代价。
And so what's happened? Jesus has been tempted in every single way that we have.
耶稣受过所有的试探，没有犯罪。
You know, think of David going out there before Goliath.
同样，大卫去面对他的敌人。
You know, and but it's not Goliath. There's one soldier here, there's another soldier here, there's another. They're all attacking David.
不是说对面腓力士人军队都在一起攻击这个大卫。
But he has destroyed every single one of them for us.
但是呢，就像大卫击败了所有的腓力士人军队一样，耶稣基督也替我们。击败了各种各样的试探还有罪。
And then, so when it comes to the sacrifice, because he is perfect, God can accept it in our place, but he has to have been a human being.
所以从献祭这个角度来讲，因为耶稣基督是完美的，所以他能够有那个资格，能够成为我们罪所需要的祭物。但是有一点是必须的。就是他必须是我们当中的一员。
And that's probably the most basic reason God became man.
我想这是神称为人一个原因里面非常基本的一个。
You know, sinful man, perfect God that is man.
所以一方面一个地方是有罪的人，另一方面是完美的神，可是呢他又成了人。
Our sin on the cross is transferred to Jesus and he dies for our place.
我们人的罪在耶稣基督受难的十字架上面给转从我们的身上转移到了那个十字架的上面。
And Christ's perfect righteousness is counted and reckoned to us.
圣洁完美公义的基督在那个十字架上替了我们把这些罪所有的罪承担了。
And that's probably the most basic reason God became a human being.
所以我想神成为人，这里面的这个道理里面，这是非常非常根本的一条。
But we got to remember, he not only came to defeat sin, he actually came to defeat temptation.
还有一条，基督不光是战胜了那个罪，他还战胜了把我们引向罪的各种各样的那种引诱。
I get tempted.
我常常会被引诱。
I think anybody that knows God's holiness knows that we are constantly tempted.
我想我们越明白神有多么的圣洁，就更清楚地认识到我们所受的引诱试探呢是何等的多。
And it's hard to understand that Jesus, as a human being, was tempted in almost every single kind of sin.
耶稣被各种各样的引诱，曾经试探引诱过。我想这一点不太容易能够完全的明白理解。
And when it says here, he suffered when he was tempted. He was tempted and he suffered as he worked through it.
那这里讲说耶稣被试探，而且在被试探的时候他还受苦。
Why?
为什么？
Holy God, temptation to evil. It just must have been awful.
他本人是圣洁的神，可是还要忍受这些试探还有痛苦，这是非常糟糕的一个情况。
And look at this is God's word. He was tempted in every way as we are.
那这里神说四章十五节，他凡事受过试探，与我们一样。
I see that and I think, well, he probably wasn't tempted like me.
我如果是看这些经文望文生义的话，我可能就第一句话会说，耶稣是神嘛，他受试探那个程度可能和我作为一个凡人受试探的程度是不是不太一样。
You know, he can't have been tempted in this kind of sin.
他肯定不会真的就受到那种程度的试探吧。
He could not have been tempted in that kind of sin.
他也不可能就是被这种具体的罪或者是那一种具体的罪而被试探。
But the word of God says that he was tempted in every way just like us.
但这里说得很清楚，凡事和我们一样。
But,
但是只是
no sin.
他没有犯罪。
You know, he went out there and he conquered sin for us.
所以他把罪给战败了。
And he conquered temptation for us.
也为我们把各种各样的试探引诱也击败了。
And what does the Bible tell us to do with that?
所以既然知道了这个真理，圣经告诉我们该怎样行。该怎么样去做？
Are we ever tempted?
我们是不是也会受到试探引诱？
You know, do we ever have weaknesses?
是不是我们有时候也会软弱？
You know, do we ever have thoughts that we're ashamed of?
有时候头脑中心里面有些想法我们自己会感到羞愧。
You know, do we ever have an emotion that we try to hide and push down in our heart?
情感世界的有些东西我们甚至不愿意去让别人看到，甚至去隐藏那些东西。
You know, do we ever want to lash out and criticize another person?
曾经我们是不是都有想去批评另外一个人？
And can't stop?
然后呢，嘴里面开启批评之后呢，我们停都停不下来。
Or do we ever have that kind of anger where we just blow up?
是不是有时候还有一种脾气心态之后就会爆发？
Or we try to push the anger down?
心里面那个愤怒呢，拼命的去压抑。
I think there's all kinds of temptations.
我想我们所受到的试探引诱呢，是很多种，各种各样。
And when we know God's holiness, we realize a lot of sin is actually our attitudes.
如果我们知道神的圣洁，知道他多圣洁的话呢，会更清楚地看到我们这个心里面、头脑中的罪呢，很多是各种各样的态度，各种各样的心态。
And on a human level, when God is perfectly holy and we come into his presence, I think what we feel is shame.
一个人犯浑身是罪的人来到一个圣洁的神的面前，你很自然的感觉就是你会感到羞愧。
You know, I'm ashamed for Christ to know the things that I'm tempted with.
一想到耶稣基督，他知道我受过哪各种各样的哪一种的引诱的时候，我会感到非常的羞愧。
But what he says here is that He not only already knows because he is omniscient, he knows everything.
这里告诉我们说，耶稣呢，凡事受过试探，而且我们知道耶稣是神，他是全知，所有的事情他都知道，所以我受过什么样的试探，他一清二楚。
But he says, Christ is a merciful priest because he has experienced the same temptations as we have.
可是呢，耶稣这位大祭司，因为他受过各种各样的试探，他是一个有怜悯、恩慈、慈悲和同情心的一位。
God's word just says, let us come near to God.
所以知道这个之后，下面四章十六节说，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
You know, it says, come near the throne of grace, God's throne, but notice it's a throne of grace.
告诉他这里邀请我们来到神的宝座，那特意提到神的这个宝座呢，不是一个，这里讲的是一个施恩的，就是有恩典的宝座。
And it doesn't say come with shame, it says come with confidence in who Jesus is.
没有说你应该满怀羞耻来到神的宝座前面，而是说要坦然无惧地来。
And coming near really actually has only one meaning.
而且来这个字的意思就是说你要去靠近他，来到他的近前来。
It means to come to God in our prayers, in our daily prayer.
就是在我们每天的祷告当中来到神的跟前。
We come with our temptations.
即使我们还在引诱试探，还在这个忍受这些东西的当中，那个就在那一刻，我们还是要来到神的跟前。
We can confidently come with our weaknesses.
我们即使就在眼下，就在各种各样的软弱当中的时候，就在那个时刻，可以满怀信心来到神的跟前来。
And we can come without shame.
把自己各种各样的羞耻、耻辱、羞愧把他带到神的跟前。
What happens when we come and pray?
一来到神的跟前，向他祈求的时候，
It says that we receive mercy.
你就能得到帮助，得到恩惠。
Remember the merciful priest who is tempted in every way as we are, but without sin.
因为祭司是那个有怜悯、连续恩惠的，受过所有的试探，同情我们。
But also grace.And notice he doesn't say just grace to be accepted. He says grace to help us in our time of need, which I think is our time of temptation.
而且还讲恩惠，就是他会把恩惠给我们，不是指泛指的恩惠。这种恩惠是随时的帮助，就是随时需要帮助，随时就能够得到神的帮助。
Jesus has conquered not only sin, but he's actually conquered temptations.
基督不但战胜了罪，还战胜了引诱。
And when we are united with him and know that he's merciful, we too overcome.
我们一旦和基督联合，连为一体，知道他是同情慈悲的，所以我们也知道因着他，我们也战胜了罪和引诱。
So when Satan comes and he plants a little seed of resentment and bitterness,
所以接下来如果撒旦又来到我们心里面要撒下各种各样的仇恨啊，这个恨恶的种子的那个时候
You know when he plants that seed of unforgiveness
他会不会悄悄地让你不去赦免别人
You know when he comes to our heart and he puts in so much impatience that it leads us to anger
给我们各种各样不耐烦这样的一个心态之后慢慢的就会成为这个苦毒的心态
Or when he comes and he plants that seed of confidence.
甚至有时候他还来悄悄地让我们对自己变得自高自大就是有那种自信。
You see, he'll plant a seed of confidence knowing it can grow into pride.
这种对我们自己自信的这种种子呢知道它会慢慢变成一种骄傲。
So he'll plant the seed of confidence, let it grow to pride,And then he's hoping that from it, we begin to judge other people, we begin to criticize other people, we begin to condemn other people.
自信变成了自傲，在自傲当中的我们就会去审判别人，判断，论断别人，之后呢，甚至还会给别人定罪。
And the thing about the Jesus conquering temptation, it's actually we have to do something to get that victory.
基督为我们把引诱战胜了，他已经引诱已经被他给打败了。可是我们也要同样去接受这样的一个胜利，我们才能够获得这种胜利的这种状态。
You know, think of our heart like a nest, like a bird nest.
可以把我们的心田呢，就比成一个这种鸟窝来思考。
And there's all kinds of beautiful things that are good and godly.
里面有很多神放进去的美丽的各种各样的美好的东西。
And what does Satan do? He comes in, he pushes out one of the eggs, and then he'll plant something that looks beautiful.
撒旦进来，把这些美好的东西给挤出去，却放下去。他从他而来的各种各样的恶毒的东西。
Like the bird, we can't even recognize that it's not a proper egg.
我们如果不小心，就像是其他的鸟类一样，没有注意到自己的窝里面原已经进来了一个外来的。
But when we begin to open up our eyes and see that temptation for what it really is.
但如果我们眼睛打开，正确清楚地认识到那个引诱的本质之后，
The worst thing we can do is try to overcome it by ourselves.
那个时候呢，我们千万不要靠我们自己的能力去要胜过那个引诱。
I mean, have you ever tried to do that? To force yourself to overcome that temptation?
你自己有没有这样做过，靠自己的能力拼命地要强迫自己把它给战胜？
Can't do it. It keeps coming back.
我没有那个能力，因为这个试探呢，会接着再回来引诱我们。
You know, in that temptation, it's different for everybody.
每个人的受的试探都不一样。
But what do we do? God's word says, take that temptation, that egg, and bring it and lift it up to Christ.
我们该这样做。圣经告诉我们，就是把一受到那个引诱，我们就把那个引诱呢，把它带到神的面前。
Take it and we lift it up in prayer over and over and over again and ask Christ to take it away from us.
把这个试探呢，来带到神的面前，不断的祷告，不断的祷告，求神把它给拿走。
And then we can experience the victory in Christ.
之后，在基督里的那种得胜就会临到我们的身上。
Jesus became a human being to reverse the Garden of Eden.
基督降世为人，就是为了把撒旦在伊甸园里面引诱人类犯罪引起的这一系列的连环恶果，把它给重新的推翻。
We got to remember that He has already had victory and defeated Satan, death, and sin.
我们需要牢记的就是基督，他已经把撒旦、罪和死亡这三个敌人已经打败了。
That's the hope we have.
那这也恰恰就是我们基督徒的希望所在。
Let me pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, you do know each and every one of our own struggles with our weaknesses.
亲爱的父神，你清楚地知道我们在座每一个人在我们的人生、我们心里面所面临的各种各样的挣扎，还有难处，还有软弱。
And you know the ungodly attitudes in which sin can grow.
心里面各种各样不属神、不讨神喜悦的各种各样的态度都在滋长。
And I pray that you'll help us to open up our eyes and see what they are.
我们祈求你打开我们的心，清楚地看到这种引诱他们的来源还有本质。
And I pray that you'll give us grace to approach you.
赐给我们恩惠、恩典。让我们能够坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
And take the temptations away.
求你把这些诱惑啊给我们拿走。
Through Jesus Christ.
我们这样求是借着耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.